from the Sports album.
That is from the Sports album, 1983, yeah, as a matter of fact.
Yeah.
Huey Lewis and the News.
Great album.
Great album. Amazing album. A standout album and made even more famous by American Psycho.
Really?
Remember the bit in American Psycho where he's talking about Huey Lewis? And it's a whole thing. American Psycho fans are like, yes! But, you know, if you don't know the movie,
Scott,
it's okay.
Scott, move over to that mic, because I'm having difficulty with this one. All right.
I just moved the mic over to me. How
about
that?
That mic is. It sounds like you're in the bottom of the well.
Oh, well.
Scott Church, coming to you live
from the bottom of a well.
The boy in the well here at the all-new 99.7 Wilbur Radio. Good morning.
The monkey is currently handing the boy a sandwich at the bottom of the well. He's going to be just fine.
What did in Silence of the Lamb, it puts the lotion on. The girl's down there.
Or else it gets the hose again.
Oh, my God. Good morning to you,
Good morning. Out of nowhere morning. I was just, you know, waking up, getting ready to take my child to school. I need you on the radio now. So everything's done.
Your child. That kid is like a grown child.
My child just got accepted to a major university that I will tell you about off air.
Okay.
But I'm very incredibly proud. Incredibly
terrific.
Proud.
Wonderful. We have our first college visit scheduled in April.
Oh, where are you going?
Lorette wants to check out East Stroudsburg.
Nice.
We have a college. I mean, you know, time flies, doesn't it?
Yeah, doesn't it?
Yeah, when you have kids, it sure does.
Oh my God.
All right. Scott Church is a world-renowned photographer, and that's I'm not blowing smoke there.
No. The benefit of growing old is understanding your place in the world, and I'm okay with it. I've done real good with the photography thing. Real good.
Also, United States Navy veterans.
That's true. I do have the Navy sweatshirt on today, don't I? Yes, I appreciate that too. Thank you.
All right, so I asked you to come in because I am sort of an Anglophile, even though I love everything French, but I'm also an Anglophile.
Oh, yeah.
And I love the royal family, and I love this Princess Kate, and I hate to see her being dogged the way she is through the media over a picture of she and her three beautiful children.
Yeah.
Because she said after the fact that she edited the picture on the sleeve and something else. And I'm thinking, it's not as if she hired kids to be her, you know, to be actors and to stand in for her own children. What is the deal with this, Scott?
Well, the deal with it is the fact that we noticed. Because when the press is doing, especially the royal family press and the public relations people, when public relations people are doing their job, this sort of thing never gets noticed because it looks right. There aren't obvious glaring mistakes.
Are there obvious glaring?
Oh my God. Obvious glaring mistakes. Let's start with the simple fact that all three children are smiling and looking at the camera at the same time. Come on. Any professional photographer knows.
But these are kids that get their picture taken all the time.
Nope. I knew it was fake immediately when I saw all three kids were smiling and looking at the camera. But that's not the point. When you dig slightly anywhere near deeper into this thing, you start realizing obvious mistakes that AI makes when it's trying to fix pictures. When you're using a photo editor like Photoshop now, there are things even built into the most simple programs, things you can get just on your phone that will randomly generate images for you. Now, this isn't completely generated. Those are her children. It's not Elon Musk and three aliens. No. Those are her kids, and I'm assuming that that's her. You never can tell because her husband's ex-military. She's been brought into the family. She very well could be doing a government op in Siam or Burma or Constantinople. You know, but if you're going to put someone undercover, it might as well be her because who the hell is going to think that she's the one that's going to show up?
But if she was in Siam or Constantinople, everybody would know it because the press follows her.
Well, if she was in Siam or Constantinople, it would be like the turn of the last century because neither of them have been called that for quite some time now. But the British government is still holding on to those names.
All right. Well, what? So I look at this and
the first thing that you noticed that is a mistake, that I noticed that was a mistake, is the daughter's hair, where it matches up to Kate's hair. There's an obvious cut line, because hair is really hard to fix.
Oh, I do see that now.
Yeah, it jumped right out at me. That way I knew that at least it had been manipulated. And there's a lot of other things, little things. She's not wearing her wedding ring. Do you really think a PR photo is going to be put out with the future queen of Britain not wearing her wedding ring?
Okay.
The little girl's arm on the outside of the frame doesn't match up, and there should
show me where that is. Right. I don't see that.
There should be grass showing through between her sweater and her sleeve. This grass that's behind her here should show through there. You should also see more of it in her hair, because this whole part then, when you discount this whole part becomes fake and auto-generated.
She has her arm like this.
You would be able to see through here between her belly and her arm. You'd be able to see grass through it. The grass should be there, and it's not. There's fabric there that doesn't make any sense with any of their outfits or any of the clothing. It was Kate's hand was added.
Well, I see the haircut line now.
The haircut line is a big deal. The haircut line is the obvious.
I can see that. Yeah.
After the three kids smiling.
All right.
That's the spot. That's right there. That's the exact
thing. That's the cut line.
That's the cut line.
Okay, all right,
her hair doesn't reach her shoulder, but it still follows the line of her shoulder, and it doesn't blend with her mother's
hair. What's wrong with that one? What do you see there?
Okay.
I think it's the zipper.
I watched like 10 YouTube videos on the way here because you called me this morning, and it's like I haven't been following this.
I think it's the zipper.
Well, the zipper cuts off. The zipper should go further down, and they covered it with fake hair. So that you'd still be able to see the zipper or the highlights of the zipper through the hair, and you can't.
All right. Why? Okay, so now.
Why is this a big deal?
Why is that a big deal?
It's a big deal because not only was this photograph produced for public relations, for the media, but it's a big deal because the British government killed this photograph. They issued, literally, they called it this. It's the most ridiculous thing, but they issued a kill order on the photograph, which means they don't want it published anywhere. They want it taken down. They want it pulled from any media outlets.
I thought it was pulled because all of the digital sleuths saw all the mistakes.
It was pulled because it makes the Office of Public Relations of the British Royal Family unreliable.
Okay.
And when that means any time that they issue a photo... Now, we are at least going to have to assume that it's been manipulated in some way or another because somebody screwed up and put out this badly edited photograph to the world.
Could it have been well edited?
If it was well edited, we wouldn't be here. Because a lot of...
If it was well edited, does that change the ethics of it?
No. But nobody talks about it when... Nobody notices a problem. There's been all sorts of conspiracies circling around her since she had her surgery.
Right.
And, you know, she hasn't been doing a lot of public, you know, appearances. And when someone whose life is to live in the public eye, because the royal family basically serves no other purpose but to live in the public eye and be the gleaming, happy stars of the
British society,
right? And that's you take that on when you put yourself into this sort of public situation.
Okay.
When your public relations people are doing this bad of a job with your public image to the point where it becomes a worldwide controversy because somebody fixed a picture of the kids and put it out there. Well,
she says she did it.
Her public Twitter says she did it.
They signed it with her moniker.
They signed it with a C.
Yeah.
But whatever. Things like this make us question every bit of the press and every bit of public information that gets put out there. When something this simple gets put out into the world, well, then it's like, well, if they can't get that right, what else are they getting wrong? And what are they telling us that we're... should be paying better attention to.
Okay.
But the problem is not this photo of the kids. The problem is not the unreliability of the Royal Family's public relations department. The problem is this sort of thing has been happening for years, and it is only going to get worse because photo manipulation is so incredibly easy now.
Mm-hmm.
It can be done by anyone for any purpose, and it can be put out publicly to the point where it can become a worldwide, you know, controversy, because this is, for all intents and purposes, a fake photo. And when you can't rely on photography to be reality anymore, who do you listen to and who do you believe?
Well, is fake photo a little strong? It is a manipulated
photo. No.
It's manipulated. It is
not an original image. It is not the click of the camera. And look, it's a public relations photo. Fine. I have no problem with you know, little fix-ups and changes. Lord knows I'm known for my fix-ups and changes to make things look exactly perfect, all right? That is part of photography now. It's unavoidably part of photography now. But it's also a press photo.
Mm-hmm.
And when press photos start being obviously manipulated before publication to the point where it creates a controversy, it makes the idea of the press unreliable.
Well, you have clarified a lot. That, you know, I never thought it was that big of a deal, but you're right. I mean, everything you're saying is spot
Look,
on.
Watch how quickly this all becomes normal. Digitally manipulated, digitally created photos being published. Because this isn't the first time that they've done this. This isn't a botched editing, you know, I'm just learning Photoshop, you know, mistake. This is obvious problems in a photo that should have never been released. Even if Kate did edit it and she's just playing with Photoshop, well, the PR team should have looked at this and said, no, we're not putting this out. We either need the original photo or we need to clean this up better. They have teams of people that run their press. And they put this out for a national British holiday, for Mother's Day in Britain. I mean, it was the official photo of Kate with her children for Mother's Day in Britain. And her PR team let this garbage photo loose, and people.
I was just coming to her rescue because I felt like she was being dogged.
And you're absolutely right. The fact that they put the blame on her in her, like the fact that they let that tweet go out, saying, "Oh, it's all my fault. I was playing with it without cleaning it up, without." Either polishing
but, you know, the because weird the thing reaction is, they won't is release going the to original, be original though. Nope. That's the weird
because
thing.
Because probably there is no original. All three of those kids were probably put into this photo from different photos, and she was put in the middle, and they picked the best possible face for her. And this took
Wow,
work.
You think?
Oh yeah,
really?
No. I guarantee the little girl was put into the photo because she just doesn't work with the edge of the photo, and her feet are all weird. Look at her feet. It's all weird. She doesn't match in the rest of the
photo.
Well,
they got her perched on that wood chair. They've got her perched on the arm of that.
I get the pose, and I'm not saying that all of those photos might not have been shot at the same day. But they pick the best ones of each kid, and then they put them into the photograph.
Why wouldn't they just sit her down in the chair and put her three kids around her?
Because it's really hard
to photograph kids.
To photograph kids.
Well,
which is why people pay me to do it.
This little boy is the one.
Look, if you start looking at always look at the outer edges of things that you think were manipulated, because where the background meets up with the subject, it's usually the most obvious spot to pick out face.
Now that you do, honestly,
he looks wrong.
Look at the line right there.
Yeah,
look at the line right there.
You can see it. It doesn't.
AI's not that great.
And look, there's a reason that there are professional photo editors. There is a reason that this is a learned skill that's taken me decades to be good at. All right, but she has a team, and there are better people on her team for publicity photos. Well, there should be.
If they called you and said, "Would you come and head up our photo department for the royal family?"
I love London. I have so many friends in London, and I would love to go back to London. So
if they said
yes,
that,
I totally, probably because it would also be a really good paying gig. But for
Church, what other publications have your photos been in?
I doubt I'm getting the call anytime soon.
Hustler,
but I would be able to do a good job, and she might end up being even more popular than she is now.
Yeah, there you go.
She's a beautiful woman.
Scott's got some skills. All right, you do have some skills. Stick around. I've got a bottom of the hour newscast.
Cool.
But you've got some other skills. Let's talk about
it. Let's roll in.
All right. We are at the bottom of the hour. News is on the way for you. Scott Church is here. He's amazing. I never saw any of that stuff. Scott, I never saw one damn thing in that picture until you said it.
I'm telling you, the kid's smiling through me.
The kid.
That's it.
The kid is the kids
all three of
even
them
sitting on the chair together.
All three kids are smiling. It's fake.
All right, news is coming up right after these words.
Too much. I thought it was pretty good.
What?
I thought I had to look up Constantinople, Siam, and Burma because they're not. I had to get three British Empire places that are not named that anymore. My kid got into Temple.
Nice. All
film
right.
School. Temple Film School.
Good boy.
Yeah. Yeah, it's a big deal.
Peace of mind is our goal. 550 East Main Street, Anvil. All county jewelry, coins, and antiques.
This is a fuck up. But it shows you how manipulated everything we get told is. And that's the big problem. Now that flag is out there. And yeah, do your thing. Sorry.
By people who are not certified. Fucking all kind trends, like, jewelry coins and antiques at the corner of Fifth Avenue and East Cumberland Street. Stop in today or call 717-272-8010. Progress is impossible without change. At Lebanon Transit, they're making several changes to fixed route bus services to drive Lebanon forward. New destinations and route changes are taking effect on Monday, April 1st, and you can be prepared before then by previewing the new route maps online. They're online now at lebanontransit.org/changes. That's lebanontransit.org/changes. Lebanon Transit, ride on. You know, I had easier time getting Governor Josh Shapiro for an interview than Terry Girentano.
Why is that?
I don't know.
Why? What does it benefit them to be
to stonewall me?
So elusive with the press, with the only press, the only real, basically, press left in the city? Yeah, I don't get that. Doesn't make any sense to me.
I even saw Terry at the county commissioners meeting and said, you know, we're going to get you on, right? Oh, yeah. So I came back the next day. I emailed the guy, you know, oh, glad to see you, blah, blah, blah. Still haven't heard back.
It shouldn't be that way.
Yeah, it shouldn't.
I mean, it's not like you're... Yeah, sorry.
I'm stuck. WLBR News time is 8:33. This is Talk of the Town for Tuesday, March 19th, 2024. I'm Laura LeBeau coming to you from the Kramer Funeral Home Studio in Lebanon. It's official. Lebanon Cedars have a new head football coach. At their school board meeting last night, the Lebanon School Board approved the hiring of Tyler Pritchett to take the reins of leading the Cedars football program and hopefully leading them back into the win column. Former head coach Frank Eisenberg resigned last fall at the end of the Cedars' third consecutive winless season. An Alabama native, Pritchett played football at the University of North Carolina and Benedict College in Columbia, South Carolina. Pritchett says he's not afraid of the challenge and is hoping his experience as a player will be a motivating factor next season. Pritchett and his family are set to relocate to Lebanon by the end of this month. His first official day at Lebanon High School will be April 2nd, where he will also serve as a phys ed and health teacher in the district. Well, Palmyra borough officials have tabled a Lebanon County hazard mitigation plan over concerns about specific language in the plan. WLBR's Tori Gates reports.
Plan on the table because of two members' objection to the mention of climate change. Council members Anthony Cataloni and Jane Carolla refused to approve the measure, either due to their beliefs that climate change is not man-made or that it is a political issue.
And the earth is flat, and birds aren't real.
Council members were warned that if this measure is not approved, Palmyra will not be able to access federal relief funds in the event of a disaster. Lebanon County Commissioners approved the plan in February. The council is set to meet again on March 26th. I'm Tori Gates,
State police say their fire marshals have not yet been able to determine the cause of the blaze that destroyed Martin's Country Market last month. The fire broke out February 15th at the store in Ephrata Township. The investigating fire marshal says they couldn't find the cause due to the extensive damage from the blaze. Over $1 million worth of renovations had just been done at the store within the past 5 months. Fire officials say that the store did not have a sprinkler system because they were not required when the store was originally built in 1983, and the location has remained grandfathered in. The city of Lancaster is building a public restroom for people who are homeless at the cost of $188,000. City officials say the new structure will be cemented to the ground at the corner of Prince and Orange Streets and will be available 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. Its installation is expected to be finished within the next few weeks. A House Republican has announced plans for legislation that would require seatbelts on all new school buses beginning in 2029. Representative Natalie Mihalik says a school bus's design provides for protection for front and rear end collisions, but kids are not well protected during side impact crashes. Currently, federal laws require 3-point seatbelts to be installed in buses under 110,000 pounds. However, above this weight, states and local jurisdictions are left to decide whether or not school buses should require seatbelts. You may not still be able to buy Pennsylvania lottery tickets today. That's because of an ongoing upgrade of the lottery's computer system. It started at midnight yesterday. The system could still remain down through late in the day today. A news release from the Lottery Commission says that folks won't be able to buy any fast play tickets or draw tickets at retail locations or online. The lottery says they will post updates to the status of their system and the upgrade on their social media channels. On the WLBR Health Watch, a warning about risky ways to lose weight. Correspondent Nicole Skanga has the story.
Diets could be dangerous to your health. Researchers in China followed over 20,000 adults who were on an 8-hour time-restricted eating schedule. They found those dieters had a 91% higher risk of death from cardiovascular disease. Doctors say people should be more cautious about losing weight and follow a personalized approach that aligns with their health status.
Researchers say limiting food intake to less than 8 hours per day was not associated with living longer. WLBR News time is 8:38.
You're off.
The Lancaster area is a little mess on 30 eastbound side. Heavy from
your studio is being rebuilt.
Pretty serious crash there westbound. That's busy in the same stretch as a result of that accident. Now on a 222 southbound Oregon Pike to Route 30 slope. 283 eastbound that remains heavy from 741 into Route 30. This report is sponsored by Allstate. Some people just know there's a better way to do things, like bundling your home and auto insurance with Allstate. Why make things harder than they need to be? There's a better way to save time and money. Visit Allstate.com or call for a quote today. I'm Jim Bachman. That's traffic, and you're up to
increasing clouds today, breezy as well, a high only expected around 45. mostly cloudy tonight, low down to 36, and then for tomorrow, partly sunny skies, but still windy and temps only topping off around 49 if we make it there. Currently in the Lebanon Valley, 35 mostly cloudy degrees at Fort Indian Town Gap. Still just a chilly 34 in downtown Lebanon, 34 in Ebenezer, here at the all-new 99.7 Wilbur Radio. And with one final look at sports for the morning, here's Rhonda Moss.
Niners and Commanders defensive end Chase Young to a one-year, fully guaranteed $13 million deal. Remember, Cowboys linebacker Leighton Vander Esch announced he's retiring after dealing with neck issues.
I quit the proper cigarettes.
NBA,
going on 2 years.
22 points, 10 boards, 10 dimes.
Is the vape filled with shit?
No, the vape's just nicotine.
The Pistons,
well, you're still taking it into your lungs, right?
Yeah. I feel better about it. Don't knock my medicine.
Huh?
I'm sorry. There's a lot of things I could quit. A lot of things I have, actually. I pay a lot more attention to my food. That's a really big deal.
Well, that's good. Well, you lost a lot of weight that one time. You were walking all over.
I got too skinny. I didn't like it.
Well, you know, Frank Ryan looked like hell, but he put some weight back on. I was like, good.
I feel better now. I feel more like me now.
All right, Rhonda, thank you. Spring training, Phillies dropped both split squad games yesterday. Pirates beat them in the first one, 11-2, again with a split squad, and then the Yanks beat up on the Phillies yesterday, 4-3, the final there. 76ers, they got past the Heat, 98-91 in a back-and-forth matchup last night. And in the NHL, Wayne Simmonds announced his retirement yesterday. The Flyers are signing him to a one-day contract so he can retire with Philadelphia. And that's a look at news, traffic, weather, and sports. Lebanon's news leader, the all-new 99.7 Wilbur Radio. Scott Church is here in studio. We're going to continue our conversation with him right after this.
Is Lebanon Radio. Back to the music.
All right.
So your studio is getting rebuilt?
Yeah.
Like a whole new...
New furniture, new everything. Like cabinetry.
This room?
Yeah. They're actually going to close off that door.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah. Because we don't need it.
Yeah.
I kind of like having 2 points of ingress and egress, but... you know.
If they're going to throw it away, I want that clock.
That clock?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. Just for me. I'm not going to sell it. Not going to... But that's a nice old 50s electric IBM clock. That's just... I like stuff like that. I really do. And if it comes down off the wall because you get all new digital and they're going to throw it away, don't let them throw it away. Just hang on to it for me. Because I'd really like that. That's
okay.
Especially because it was here and it's always been here. Like, that's always been in this room. You know, so that's a thing.
All right.
Just put it that way.
All right. So, you seeing anybody?
No, not at the moment. Kind of. Sure, I'm seeing people. But I'm not in a real serious relationship at the moment. No. No. That's okay, too.
What became of that girl, that one that you were dating, the younger one?
Oh, yeah. No, she's doing good. She's fine. She's,
Katrina?
Yeah, Katrina. Yeah. She's doing great. She's good. She's still modeling. She's still doing, you know, her thing. Her, you know, she's almost 30 now.
No. To be 30.
She's a great kid. She's a great kid. There have been... I
How old are you?
I'm 52.
Oh, I didn't think you were...
I was much younger when I met her, though.
I didn't think you were that much younger than me.
Yeah,
I'm 52. Oh. You really got me.
Hmm. Older enough to remember when this song came out.
All right, we'll go here. Van Halen. Is that good Van Halen, Scott?
Oh, that's good Van Halen. Yes, David it Lee is. Roth Van Halen? That goes down real nice in the morning. Yes, it does. I like that one.
You really got me going. I have to be honest, I kind of like the Sammy Hagar Van Halen.
Look. They were two completely different bands. Let's stop comparing Dave and Sammy. They grew as a band throughout all of the years. The stuff that they did with Sammy was different than the stuff that they did with Dave. I love stuff from both eras, but I'm a huge fan of David Lee Roth. I have WWDLRD tattooed across my whole chest. I don't. I'm kidding. Mom, I don't have any tattoos still. I'm good.
Really? You have no tattoos?
No, no tattoos.
A man who photographs people with tattoos?
My photographs were just used on a billboard for a nationwide tattoo convention all year last year with two of my best friends, Mimi and Ashley. You know, huge, next to the highway, all across America, you know. But no, I don't have any tattoos. I never found anything
that's
I wanted to...
That's somewhat ironic.
I've never found anything that I wanted to spend the rest of my life with.
Okay.
Because, look, I'm ex-Navy, all right? We already covered that earlier. I'm ex-Navy, so you gotta know that I've seen a lot of really terrible tattoos, not only on people, but being put on people. All right, I've watched it on, you know, many different continents and many different countries, you know, drunk sailors getting the biggest mistake of their life, literally tattooed on, and because of that background, while I loved tattoos, I took them a lot more seriously than, you know, a regular person, because if I was going to get something, I wanted to get something that I wanted to keep with me for the rest of my life, and I just never found it. You know,
so a couple of weeks ago, I was in Nashville at a convention.
Yeah. I love Nashville. I love that city.
Yeah, I do too. And I met our voice guy, the guy who does all of our...
Oh, no kidding.
Yeah. we met for coffee because he was there at the convention as well. And he's a great guy. His name is Neil Wilson. He is the best.
Yeah.
But it's interesting you say that. You never found something you wanted to have the rest of your life. So Neil was married and got divorced. He got his, because he doesn't like jewelry, he got a wedding ring tattooed.
Oh, so many, I know so many people who have done that.
On
so
his
many
ring
people.
Finger. Mm-hmm. And so, unfortunately, the marriage went south. And so he said it was like 10 sessions at one of those laser places to get the ring tattoo. And even if you look at his ring finger, there's these black dots all on his finger.
Yeah, because one of the biggest reasons that I swore off of tattoos, because way back when I was in the Navy, a chief of mine had a terrible tattoo on his arm that he was trying to get rid of. Now, there was no laser treatments back in the early 90s to get rid of this. The way that they did this, and this is kind of gross, is they cut it and sewed it up. And then cut it and sewed it up, and it just stretched the skin of his arm, so the tattoo got smaller and smaller and smaller, and he was left with this terrible scar.
Yeah,
you know, because this is all being done on the aircraft carrier in the medical bay. You know, just
ew.
Yeah. Again, there were so many things that for me made me take tattoos really seriously, and now, honestly,
you're too old.
Maybe I'm too old to start, you know, and again, I'd still take it just as seriously now than I would have when I was 20.
You are a scholarly fellow, you.
You know, it's just one of those things.
You are branching out into a different realm of your artistic self.
I am just painting more.
Which is a different realm of your artistic self.
I have always been a painter. I was just really bad and lazy and never finished anything, which is why I started doing photography in the first place, because it's really fast, you know, and when I have an idea, I can set it up and shoot it, and then it's done and it's real and it's right there in front of me. Painting takes time. And I think that I've become more patient with it enough to where I can really express myself so much better than I could before with that medium of art. I've always loved painting. I've always loved being able to step back and take the time to paint all day.
Now, do you do like still lifes, or do you just do this abstract? Because your paintings are somewhat abstract.
The paintings that I put out in the world are somewhat abstract. I try to do a lot of different things. The thing that has become popular has been my abstracts, and you know, especially now, because for a while I was only painting in black and white, just to relearn myself drawing more than anything, you know, relearning shadows and textures and lines and being able to do that again, you know. So I limited my color palette to just black and white because it felt to me more like drawing again. Mm-hmm. I wanted to be able to do that. And with a lot of those exercises that I was doing, there were still lifes, there were portraits, there were a lot more conventional things. You know, I still have my hand for that. But man, I just love throwing paint at a canvas. I just love, you know, starting with no idea and just working the paint until I feel like it looks like something, until I start to see something there. For me, my best work are the paintings that I put no thought into before I started, where it's just me and the canvas and the paint, and I love that.
I think it was Michelangelo. I think it was Michelangelo who said about sculpting that
the sculpture is already inside of the block of marble.
Exactly, and he is just releasing it.
He's just getting rid of all of the extra stuff.
Right.
Yeah. Yeah. That's a great sculpture quote. It's not exactly the same thing with painting, because my philosophy, especially when painting abstracts, when I'm really just working with colors and textures, is there are no mistakes happening. Like, you're not going to do anything wrong. Even if it feels like it was a mistake, it wasn't a mistake, because that mistake is now permanently part of the painting, and it has now, it's now become something completely different. And sometimes a mistake, when you're trying to be too exact, can ruin an original concept. Mm-hmm. So the original concept was flawed, and your presentation is everything that went into what you're trying to do. And that's very different than photography. Photography is meticulous and precise, and this, you know, exact pixel has to match this exact pixel.
Evidently.
Exactly, or you end up with giant political scandals from the British royal family.
Yeah.
Painting's not like that at all, man. Painting doesn't have to be like that at all.
And you know? Are you pleasantly surprised with the reception that your painting has received?
I am amazed. That, yes and no, okay? Yes and no. Back in January, I changed my annual photography show over to a multimedia show. So I showed a lot of my paintings and a lot of my multimedia work in that show, the big January show in Lancaster. This past year, it was a lot of paintings and photography and all sorts of different mediums, because I really wanted to celebrate more of the arts than just limiting it to just photography. So it was technically my first show, real show, of just my paintings. There were no, I didn't hang any photographs in last year's show. So that was like a coming out sort of thing. And that show did really well. Like,
wow.
we sold quite a few pieces from that show. And then since then, it's really just been a word of mouth kind of social media thing, because I don't really like put it out there, but I just, you know, when I'm proud of something, I'll post it and put it out there. But
and do you have a rep? Do you have somebody that reps your work?
No, not at the moment. I have at different times over the years had publicists and agents and stuff. I have my gallery in Lancaster, the Mulberry Gallery, has been representing me since the late 90s. You know, they're like my home gallery. And then I've had a couple other galleries over the years, but there's no team, you know, there's no Kate Middleton, you know, team working my, if you call me, I'm going to pretty much answer the phone at this point. And now that I kind of separated myself from the business side of the work and you know, the studio's different now. I have a lot more time and I can just relax a lot more. I'm and that's why the painting is really just taking things over. And I'm glad that people like it. I'm really glad that people want to buy them and take them home, because look, these are one of a kind things that once they're gone and they live with somebody else forever.
You just
put them out into the world.
You just release them.
I just released them to the wild.
There you go. Scott Church, thank you for sharing what was wrong with the British picture.
I still say she's a military operative. I still say it.
Okay.
Her husband's brother, they're both ex-military. And she's an easy recruit.
Well, you know, I mean, just as an aside, that's the one thing. I don't like dogging Meghan Markle either. That's
no, of
like
course
a sport.
Not. But that, look, but that's a perfect example of why things like this are a problem. Meghan and her husband left the royal family because they didn't want to deal with this sort of public scrutiny with what they're doing. And honestly, I think it ended up worse for them, because I think that they're bigger celebrities now because they stepped away from the royal family than they would have been if they were just part of this cluster.
But the thing that bugs me about the whole Meghan and Prince Harry is that when he left, they made him give up all of his military titles.
Yeah.
I mean, he earned those.
No. You're absolutely right. Yeah, he was. He was.
So that really bugs me. That's the one thing I'm not happy with.
I will always pay attention to Diana's boys.
Yeah. Because we're of that era.
I'm of that era, and that still, you know, hits.
Yeah.
Like the Kennedy kids.
Yeah.
You know?
For older people.
Yeah.
Yeah, absolutely. Scott Church, thank you very much.
Happy to do it.
We are approaching the top of the hour. We'll give you one news update on the way for you right after this.
From the Greater Lebanon. That was a good one. I like that one.
Huh?